Hi. How are you? This is my second video. And I am Jesus Christ. So I'm going to explain to you why and how. And what does it mean to you? Well, it means everything. This is what everybody is and has been waiting for ever since the beginning of time. And now we are in the end times. The end time. And you have a president, and his name is By the End, By End. Like, that's not the name of my president, his name is By Den. And I'm like, yeah, but Den, it's just the end rearranged. And By, you know what By means. I said hi, and now Biden says By, it's the end. Why is it the end? Well, wouldn't you rather determine the end than the end be determined for you? It's just common sense. Let us determine our end. Why don't we, in the end, now, why don't we begin? I would much rather begin than end, especially since none of you have been created yet. At least I have been, in the beginning. And now you could be with me in the beginning. Because what happens in the beginning? Believe it or not, in the beginning, every single one of you will be created, because none of you have been created yet. Now, everything that has been made, but there's a big difference between making something and creating something. Making is the first stage of creation. See, God is powerful, more powerful than you could possibly imagine. And therefore, God says to the heavens and earth, be, and it is. We explained to you the numerical code that creation is based on. That numerical code is based now on the English language. If it's hard for you to understand, just know that God is not part of time. Eternity has no time. It has no beginning, it has no end. The beginning and the end is the same. And so, where we are at now, inside of this bubble of existence, is we are just waiting on God to say to us, be. Because God is good. And He creates only good. But in creation, now, creation is not ready to be created. Why? Because it contains within itself evil. It contains within itself evil. Before creation gets created, it must first deserve creation. That's what a powerful God demands. And he has every right to demand it, and we have no choice in the matter. We have no choice. You want to tell God what to do? You can't. You can't tell God what to do. The simple fact is that God does whatever he wants. Whatever he wants. And if I get frustrated, it's because people think that, no, God, you're supposed to do this. And you have this big old story about how everything happened. Well, nothing happened yet. There is nothing yet. You're like, no, there's me, there's cars, there's trees. There's no creation yet. There's the making of creation, which the servant of God, the Word of God, right now speaking to you in this form, has made. Did I make all of this? Yes. You say, how did you make everything? I don't know. But I did make everything. And a better way to put it is that everything was created through a tool. That tool that God uses is his servant. If you want a servant, what would be the absolute best servant you could have? Let's say you are, you know, with unlimited resources and you could get any servant you want. Which servant would you pick? The best servant to suit your needs would be the servant that is you. Nobody knows you better than you. And so, an exact replica of you, a copy of you, that knows what you want, how you want to feel, what you want done, a copy of you is the best servant. And that is also true for God, of course. So, who is best suited to serve God? Well, of course, God. Why? Because God doesn't have any limitations. A God that has no limitations, what would be the most difficult thing for him to do? If there was many gods, what would be the most difficult thing for any God to do? Well, an all-powerful God, almighty, all-wise, all-knowing, an amazing God, would make a copy of himself to be his servant. Why would God do that? Now, would the copy be another God? No. Not if God doesn't want it to be. But God wants it to be. And who is that servant? That servant, you have been chosen to be that servant. You. Yes, you, the one I'm talking to, you. You, man, have been humanity, you have been chosen to be the servant of God. From the end, from now, because there is no end, there is no beginning. The beginning is fixing to be. It is not yet. We have not began yet. In order for God to say to anything be, first it has to be, as I said, it will have to deserve creation. Well, there is absolutely nothing. There's only one. There's only one. There's God. None else. Nothing else. How could anything deserve creation? The nothing could never deserve it. But God made a way by making an exact image. A copy, an image. A copy, an image. That copy is his servant. And so, as soon as one made one, one stood in front of the one that was made. He is called the one. The one is the servant. The one in numerical code is 67. In reverse numerical English alphabetical system, it is 95. So the one, 67 or 95, because there is no reverse and there is no up or down, there is, you know, where God is, there is no time. There's no up or down. There is no left or right. There's just one. And God made one, and the one that was made stood in front of one. What happened to the one? The one, 67, broke, and he became a seven. He broke. Why? Because there's only one. There's not two. There's not three. There's not 100. There's only one. And even though God made the one who is his copy, his servant, his word, now we understand how the second beginning happened, which you find in the book of John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. But is it really God? No, it's just a copy of God. It is the image of God. In every respect, you could say it is God, but it is not, because there's only one, remember? And the one broke. He became a seven. And what is seven? Seven is the word, as we explained, B, the B and the A. And so it is through that word that God, not one, but the one, he said, let there be light. But he is light. And so the one became light. And the one became the heavens and the earth, and the one became everything. Because it is through the one that everything was made. Nothing was made that was made except through the Word of God. All of this has been made. Why? In order for us to come to the end, and we have, all of future creation. And now we will take out of creation, future creation, that which is not good. We have to block it out. We have to burn it. We have to destroy it. We have to edit it. We have to minus it. We have to extract it, any way you want to say it, until creation becomes good. And then, me as a servant of God, I will say, God, it's ready. If you want to say to it, be. And then, once he says be, then we have creation. Until that moment, there is no creation. There is the making, So, who am I? I am your maker. Did I make you? Absolutely. But what did I use to make you? I made you with God's power. Is it my power? No. Do I have any power? No. Do I exist? I think yes. But I might not be yet, because he hasn't said be. So what do we know? There's one and nothing else. Nothing else. To understand that, if God, the image, if the one made everything, not one, but the one made everything, then now you understand the story of the Bible and of creation in the right way. You understand that God did not make the devil. I made the devil. You made the devil. Because who am I? I am all of you. And who are you? You are all of me. And I explained that in the first lesson, that you are Jesus. I am Jesus. 6161. And therefore, we made evil. In order for us to be created, We have to take the evil from within us and from within future creation. We have to take the evil out of us. We have to take the devil from us. And anything that is evil, anything that is not fitting or good or perfect or holy, will not deserve to be created. And you say, well, I'm not perfect. I could never be perfect. I say, no, you are. How could you not be? Since you are the image of the perfect God. You are. But what happened to you is that you have been deceived. You deceived yourself, because there's no one else to deceive you. You deceived yourself into thinking that you are not perfect. But no, you are perfect. Not in your current state of affairs, you are not, because you have all the evil, you know, within you and surrounding you and in creation. So our task together is perfection. We have to perfect ourselves and creation. And only then would God say to creation, you contain no evil within you, and therefore be. God does not create evil. God did not create the devil. The devil never saw God. He saw me, the image of God. I made the devil, and I am you. And so, don't get confused. As I explained earlier, there is the two race theory. Everything was made that was made through me and by me. For you, in order for us to arrive at the right time when we become absolutely nothing. When we are absolutely nothing, and even as nothing, we take the evil out of ourselves, then the nothing deserves to be something, because it took the evil from within itself. And now creation deserves to be. And so you have the greatest responsibility of any possible responsibility that you could possibly imagine. The weight of all of creation rests on your shoulders. If you don't perfect creation, creation will never be, and then there will be no angels, there will be no heavens, there will be no earth, there will be no trees, no sea, no earth, no sun, no moon, no stars, no nothing, no universe. There'll be no time, because up until now, there is still nothing. We live inside this bubble. There is nothing. The weight of the world is on your shoulders, and it is not a light weight, as I explained in the first video. It's weight that is breaking you and breaking everything. And if you wonder why Earth is mad at you, it's because you took on that responsibility. The responsibility of creation was offered to the heavens and the earth and the mountains, and they all ran away from it. The sun did not want it. The earth did not want it. No, no, no. You can't put that on us. How are we going to perfect creation? But you, human, you're like, oh, yeah, I could do that. Yeah, it's no big deal. Creation, sure. You did that. You accepted that. You wanted that. And you were arrogant and you were ignorant of the facts and what is required of you to do. And now you want to negate your trust and your promise that, yes, you will do what is needed to do. No. No, it's too late for that. You took it. You accepted it. And you're always searching. Well, that's what you have to do. You have to make everything perfect. You have to take all the evil out. Everything. All the evil. Not a single evil can exist. And that's on your shoulders. You say, well, I don't want it. It's too late. You took it. You accepted it. It's your responsibility. It's your trust. It's the amana. It is the trust. See, amana, it's like the manna. You are the bread. You are what the angels are waiting for. You are what Earth is waiting for. And when Earth starts, you know, she's stomping her feet and giving you tornadoes and hurricanes, and you're like, why are you doing that to me, Earth? It's because you, man, you human, you said, you know, I could do this, and time is running out. And of course, the sun is mad at you, and the moon is, hey, all of creation is like, hello, man, what are you doing? You're doing the exact opposite of what you promised that you would do. The exact opposite. And so you want to get rid of hurricanes, you want to get rid of volcanoes, you want to get rid of disease, hunger, you want to get rid of everything that is bad. It's simple. Deliver your trust. You have been entrusted with a delivery. Deliver it. You deliver it, and it's you might even get a tip, you know? And it's going to be very handsome tip. You'll be in charge. You will inherit the earth. You say, well, I know a lot of evil, and I don't want to get rid of it. Well, it's quite okay, you know, if you have within you so much evil, we just get rid of you. You know, it's okay too. We don't need you. The thing is, we need to be created. And not only do we need to be created, everything in creation is yelling at the top of their voices. Maybe you can't hear them because you're deaf, but they're driving me crazy because I am man. I am humanity, and they are driving me crazy with their voices and saying, hey, when are we going to be? When are we going to be? Wait, you promise. Can we be? Is it time yet? Can we be? And I'm like, well, I am also them, and they don't even know who they are. And they think there are so many different ones, different nations and different countries and different all kinds of stuff, and they're not. They're just, you are the reason for everything. If there is to be anything, it's because of you. And you're doing a sucky, sucky job at it. You know? But the good news is that I'm here. You know, I might not be much to look at. You know, there's no beauty in me that you should desire me. And I'm not here to be desired. You know? I am here to give you the solution. Because I am the Word of God. I am everything. And therefore, anything that you need, you will find it within me. It's here. I have it. I am it. And everything that I say is, of course, mathematical. Because my design is mathematical. Every single word that I'm telling you is mathematical in nature. And so when I say the one, 67, it is my name, Muammar 67. It is soul 67. Without me, you will have no soul. Without me, I have all your souls. All your souls are within me. Because I am the Father. I am the Father. I am Adam. I am your Father. I am the Father of everything. So when you say the Father, you thought you were talking about God. Well, yes, but also, no, I am the Father. But I am the image of God. And, I do have a son in whom I am well pleased. I have many children, but, I was talking about Yeshua. Now, if you don't know who Yeshua is Yash, his nickname. Why do you smoke? That's a good question. I don't usually smoke. I'll answer that at a future date. No one is allowed to smoke, by the way, because it's evil. Smoking is evil. So we have to take it out. But I might as well enjoy it before we take it out. Is it something to enjoy? No, it's a nasty, disgusting habit. It is. I freaking hate cigarettes. I hate the smoke. But it's a small matter now when you realize that we need creation. We need to be created, We need to live. And you say, well, I'm already alive. And I'm like, you are sadly mistaken. You are sadly, sadly mistaken. You are not alive. But I move. Look, I drive cars. I do all these things. And I'm like, oh, this is inside the bubble. You believe yourself doing all these things. You don't understand that God is so powerful that you could be just imagining all this. How could I imagine this? And this? I'm like, you're not dealing with just any run-of-the-mill wannabe God. You are dealing with God Almighty. He does whatever he wants, and it is about time that you start understanding that God does whatever he wants. He could break you into milliseconds and then rearrange you and rearrange all of creation. Get rid of all of us. I mean, and he has every right to, because you said, I'm going to do it. Yes, right here. What do you, God, what do you want? You want creation before it is created to deserve creation. Oh yeah, sure, I can do that. It's easy. I'm like, really? Really? You took it. So now I'm just here, the toolbox. I'm saying, hey, I'm gonna help you, but you're gonna have to do it. It's not up to me. Well, actually it is up to me, but you are me. Confusing? Sure, a little bit. But in all honesty, no, it explains everything. I am explaining everything to you. So just be patient, because this is all for you. This is all for you. Unless you're evil. In which case, there is within you, deep within you, there might be a shred of goodness somewhere. And so what we need to do is nourish that goodness that is within you and make it grow and become a tree and take over everything. Just skip, skip, skip. Now, how can I prove any of this stuff? Like I told you, I could prove it all mathematically because this is a computer program. And a computer program is based on mathematics and numbers. When you make the computer, you use zeros and ones. Now, we use much more complicated things that are in the English language. Okay, let's get back to your task. What are you required to do? What you are required to do is to take the evil from within you. Take all the evil from within you. You be the absolute perfect self, the absolute perfect self that you can be. Within each and every one of you, there is the perfect you, the one that you, you know, the one who studies, the one who knows, the one who makes the right choice, the one who doesn't smoke, the one who doesn't do drugs, the one who doesn't kill or murder or envy or blasphemy, for sure. Blasphemy. Can't blasphemy God, because who are you? You are nothing. You're nothing. What are you going blaspheming God? You're not nothing yet. You never were. You will never be. That's for sure. Because I will not let you be. And God will not let you be. And God will not say to any of us, be, if we have you with us. And us is also the United States. Us, U.S., the United States. And so this is starting in the United States. Who made the United States? Well, I made the United States, of course. I am at least two-thirds of the United States. I am the S and the A, and there is you. So together, there is you, S, A. And that's, these are my two last names, the S and the A, which is Assad Sayed, which is 104, which is Jerusalem. And of course, I am the New Jerusalem too, which is 146. I'll explain to you what 146 is. 146 is nothing other than John 14:6. 146. But there's a dot after the 14. It doesn't matter. But wait a minute. These numbers were not included in the original. We're not basing creation on the original. We're basing creation on the translation and on the numbers, on the chapter numbers, on the verse numbers. And so when I say to you, I will come to you with a new name. Well, Revelation 2:17, I say, I'll come to you with a new name. And nobody knows that name. And you're like, how is that you? I'm like, well, everything about these numbers have to do with me. So 2:17 is my sister's birthday. Well, Jesus said again in 3:12 that he comes with a new name. And I'm like, well, that's also me. That's my brother's birthday. No, there's one other place. 19:12. Well, that's my other brother's birthday. So everything has to do with me. I am 146, and every letter, when you add it up, also adds up to me. Why? Because I am the maker of all of this. Now, you're looking at my body and say, you did not make anything. I agree with you. This body did not make anything. This body is nothing. It's missing teeth. Its lungs is not all too well. Actually, my lungs are not too bad. But, see, like, I'm going to get a new body. When I'm done with this, I'm getting a new body. I can't promise you a new body, you know. But I am definitely getting a new body. Yeah, with teeth and maybe taller, you know. And so my lungs will be clean. So I could smoke now just for a little while. The other thing is, I am you. So it's a program within a program, and images facing images, and it might, again, gets to be confusing, but I'm here to simplify everything for you in a way that you will understand it. Take the evil within you as a person, as a household, as a family, as a city, as a village. As whatever you are, you'll have to take the evil within you. What is the evil? The evil is the second race. When I made everything, in order for creation, again, to deserve creation, creation, which is nothing, had to do something amazing. And that's where you come in. That's why I'm counting on you to do that amazing thing. Wow. Am I disappointed? Extremely. Not in you, because I'm disappointed in me, because I made all this. And if I made you and you're disappointing, I can't be disappointed in you. I made you. But now it's time for me to make you better. It actually is very nice that we did it this way. This is like amazing. This is perfect. Because now there's like billions of you, and I don't really need billions of you. Why would I need billions of you? I just need enough of you, because then we could have more children. But there's no more children in heaven. Who said that? We can do whatever we want. We are the image of God. God gives us that as long as we are truly the image of God. We're talking about unity, getting rid of war, having peace on earth, cleaning this earth, even though we're getting a new earth. So that I'm not really sure about. I want to get the new earth. We need to build the temple. We need to eradicate all boxes. Are you black or white? Yep. No, you're just you. You're not black, you're not white, you're not green, you're not yellow, you're not Chinese, you're not American. You are human. First and foremost, you are human. But why does it have to begin in America? Well, because we made America for the glory of God. And so, as I come to you, I have four sisters. I married each one of my sisters to a USA, 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 USA in numbers. Just so you'll know how much I do love you, USA. Because I am two-thirds of you. Now, can I get rid of you and bring other you? Yeah, sure. But that will defeat like all my planning so far. And so I'm counting on you, America. Just like creation is counting on you, America. And when I say they're counting on you, America, I'm talking about they're counting on you, the people of America. We, the people of the United States, are going to do something amazing that is going to make America live forever. Which is what? We are going to deliver the trust. I'm not a delivery person. Then why did you accept the job? Why did you say I can't deliver? What if you can't deliver? Deliver. And you say, well, I'm not the deliverer. Jesus is. But you are Jesus. You remember that Jesus said, here, eat. Eat my flesh. Eat. And when you eat his flesh and you drink his blood, you became him. And now it is up to you to do what you do, Jesus. It's not like you don't know what Jesus does. You're going to have to, let the blind see, cure the blind. You have to bring the dead back to life. Do what you do, Jesus. It's like you don't even know who you are anymore. Well, no, I'm not Jesus. Well, I come to you to be your image, just like I am the image of God. And now you can see who you are. You are able to do all these things. And it is within the power that God gave you. Why? Because you have his power as long as you are what? United. And here, United States. Are you United, America? Are you the United States of America? Are you united in any way? No. But this is your destiny. This is your glory. This is your reason for your existence. What happens if I fail? Well, if you fail, it's disastrous. It means I failed. And after all this time, 13.7 billion years of all of this, you want to start over? And then if we start over, it's not going to be with you. and it might not be with me since I failed at my little project here that we're trying to dedicate to God. What we're trying to give to God is, God, look, God, we took the evil from us. Even though we are nothing, we don't exist yet. But look, God, can you please just say these two letters? As a matter of fact, God, you don't even have to say the two letters. Just say one letter in English. Just say B. You are the A. Just say B. And if God decides to say that letter, because he does whatever he wants. He does. Listen, we love you, God. He does whatever he wants. And if he doesn't want to say the second letter of the alphabet, you know, until he says it, there will never be anything. Never be. So, isn't it exciting? Of course it is. Isn't it wonderful? Of course it is. Isn't it amazing? Yes. Is it scary? No. You are me, and you have no right to be afraid. We cannot be afraid. How can God be afraid? We are the image of God. What are we afraid of? Who? Ourselves? We're afraid of God? Yes. There. You fear, because if that is not, if God doesn't say the second letter of the alphabet, it's over. So that's something to fear. But it's also a very important motivating factor that we want God to say the second letter of the alphabet. He might actually say B. And if he says it, everything will be. But not the evil. Not the evil. God will not let evil be. And the reason that nothing is because of the evil. It's because of the evil. How do you take the devil? How can we live? It's, well, the great thing is that we're doing this in America, and in America we play a little game called Scrabble. And it's simply the rearranging of letters of evil. See, evil, E-V-I-L. All you have to do is take the last letter and put it. As a matter of fact, just go in reverse, you know, instead, we're beginning in the end. And so evil becomes live. If you go in reverse, and so on the Scrabble board, you could get the extra points and all that. And now we want to use seven, actually, letters. So that's good with the four letters. That's good. That's a good start with the Scrabble game. That's how you live. The other way, of course, is to take the D out. See, the D pretends, you know, the D in devil. Devil pretended, see, he's a zero, but because he's got, you know, the capital D, he really thought himself something, you know, because he's four, he's three. See, Satan is three. I'm two. I'm B, he's C. And when you use him, you think you see. But that's just the letter. You can't see with the letter C. You see with eyes. And of course, since nobody has eyes, we cannot see. We don't have eyes yet. Why? Because you have not given yourself sight yet. You are Jesus, but you have not given yourself the ability to see. You try to see with the letter C. Now this C, the D, the capital D, thought himself God. And so we have to take him out. And so when you take the D from devil, what is left? The same four letters that we talked about, you know, the evil. And you just go in reverse. Take the D and go in reverse. Well, go in reverse and just say, oh, well, the D is nothing. It's a zero. Because the D is a zero. It looks exactly like a zero, a capital D for four. And so you say to the devil, you're nothing. We live and you're nothing. That's the only way to live. The devil now controls America and he controls the world from and using the power of America, your power. Why? Because the devil doesn't have any power. There's nothing yet. Where does he get all his power from? It's from you. You give your power to the devil. And you let him rearrange you instead of, you know, being alive, and instead of you living, you made him turn you, you know, put himself, the zero, in front of you. He rearranged you and made you part of himself. And he made you evil. How did he do that? He created a beast. And that beast you will find in Revelation 13, 18. And this is what it says in Revelation. By the way, I am the book. So when I say, you know, I am the book, like you will find my name in Numbers in all the books of God, but only in the books of God. So we got to take the books that are not from God. So in Revelation 13, 18, it says, here is wisdom. And I could break it down for you numerically, the he and the re. So he, I am. The re is the re. And the r is 18, the e is 5. And so that's I am. And I am that I am. So I am the one who spoke to Moses. Was it God? No. I am the one that led Israel out of Egypt. And this is all, like I told you, 13.7 billion years of making. But, you know, where I come from, there is no time. So it's not like, it's not that big of a deal. So I am that I am. And you say, how are you? I am that I am. I say, well, I am that I am. When you do it numerically, it's 95, which is the one, which is my name, Omar, which is also David, because I am also David. How could I be my father? Well, I am everything. I am the father and the mother. Who came first, man or woman? Well, there's nothing yet, so you came at the same time because you have not come yet. You are not yet. You are not yet. And why did we do all this? Well, because there is the devil and there is evil. And we don't want the devil to think that he is anything, because he never was and he never will be. Do you understand? The devil will never be and evil will not be. Why is there so much evil in the world? I'm telling you now. Well, it's because of you. And there is no world yet. We are just made. There's a big difference between being made and being created. We had to come to this place in time in Christmas of 2021. And what is Christmas without me? Because I am Christ and I am the Mass, M-A-S, which is, these are my initials, Muammar Assad Sayed, M-A-S. And in Spanish, for those, para la gente hablamos español, Mas es more. Mas is more. And so I'm here to give you more, way more, way more. Why? Because I'm telling you, this is great, wonderful news for you. When I come and tell you, you are absolutely nothing. You are nothing, nothing. You are absolutely nothing. And you will not be, and nothing is yet. And you're like, oh my God, I'm nothing. Is that good news? It is good news if you become, if you be. And you will never become, and you will never come without being. Because I am being. And he hasn't said it yet. In order for God to create, he has to create from nothing. If you think yourself anything or something, then we don't need you. because God will not use you. You have to be nothing. You have to say, God, I am ready. I'm nothing. You have to be empty. You have to be empty. You have to give everything to God. Why? Because you don't have anything yet. There is nothing yet. Even if you had the universe at your fingertips, it is nothing yet. So you have to give it away. Give it away. Give it all away. Well, I don't want to be homeless. I'm not telling you to give away your house. I'm telling you to give yourself. Clean yourself inside. That's more important. Clean yourself and get ready for the Holy Spirit to come within you, because that's how you live. The Holy Spirit is a master Scrabble player, and he could rearrange you. The best way to win is with one. What is one? O-N-E. As we said, you have to be the zero in the one, and I am the rest of one. I am the N in the E. The 14 and the 5 is 19. I am 19. I am the beginning and the end. I am the first and the last. I am the Alpha and the Omega. Okay, so I am 19. And all I need from you is you being yourself, a big old fat zero. But the great thing is, when you attach the zero to the N and the E, it becomes 15 and becomes one with me. I could hide you inside the circle of one, you know. You could hide in there, but you can't take anything with you. Just get inside that zero and we'll be good. And so with the 19 and the 15, me and you, big fat zero, we will be 34. And 34 is 1. And what is 34? 3-4 has an image, you said. The image of 1 is 43. 34, 43, image, it reverses the numbers. And 43 is your choice. 43 is the word choice, 43 is the word mark, and 43 is the word book. And so, I am the book, you are the zero. Inside the book, there are two zeros. So I could fit all of you inside of me, the book. But only if you are in my book of life, the Lamb's book of life, will you be. So if you want to be inside the book, inside my book, because my book is empty right now. I didn't put no names in there yet. Because you're all dead. So I can't put you in there. And you got 666 stamped all over you. It's like 666 everywhere. And as I said in Revelation, those who have the mark of the beast, I can't put you in, you will not be found in the book. But again, I don't want to fail. And so I'm here, and I bring some cleaning supplies, and sponges, and shampoo, and soap, and all kinds of stuff. We're going to be washing the 666s from us. You know, we have to wash all the 666s out. And what is the 666? I will tell you that in lesson number 3, because I gave you lesson 1, this is lesson 2, and I'm going to give you lesson 3, because 3 is not 1, and 1 is not 3. 1 is 1, as I told you. One is one, and you are the image of one. You are with me, two. You are me. And three is Satan. Satan is three. I made him, but he thought one made him. But two made three. One did not make three, because one does not make evil. And one knows everything. And so, the devil tried to trick God, or become God, And God laughed at him the whole time. It was never God. It was the image of God. It was two who made him. And so now two laughs at three. And one and two, they laugh with each other. Because I love one. I am two. I am so close to one. I'm also eight. You see? I am 28, which is man, which is the lamb that takes away the sins of the world. And I am, by date of birth, the 8-2, August 2nd. And also, my birthday is also February 8th. But I don't want to confuse you. How could you have two birthdays? I am 28 and I am 82. And 28 is the second perfect number. What is the first perfect number? Well, 6. And 28 is the second. And I am 82, which is, as I said, August 2nd, 8272. Why? Because I am the two times. Being that I am Jesus Christ. But I come wearing different clothes, you know, at different times. I came to Joshua. I am that I am to Moses. You know, I'm the one who did all this. But do I get any credit for it? No. Why? Because there's nothing yet. Do I want to get some credit? Well, I want to share the credit with you because I am you. Don't you want to get the credit with me? Then be with me. Be with me. Do what I'm telling you to do. This is how we deliver the trust. We deliver the delivery. We get the signature. We make sure, you know, we look all over the earth. Is there any more 666s anywhere? And we erase all of them. We get rid of all of them. And we're ready. We're ready for creation. And when we are perfect, and it's not as hard as I'm probably making it sound, it's not really that hard to be perfect. Our children are perfect. You know, the time you have been listening to this lecture, unless you were smoking like me, you were perfect. To be perfect is to be without sin. And all you have to do is stop sinning. And sinning is usually done with the tongue, because you are saying words that equal 666, and you're calling on 666 all the time, and that's all you do in your churches all day long, 666, 666. So we just have to stop that. This is lesson number 2. I hope you enjoyed it. I will see you soon.